This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media. It is January 28th, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Space shuttle is what I was trying to think of. Thank you out there, Jane of Mock, for helping me with that. We're taking your phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. We've got Dave in Nevada, Andy in Texas, Jerry in Chicago coming up. Frank, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
Farron, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while. Things have been kind of crazy around here, and I know you've been really busy and all the stuff going on with the election and everything. But, organized Jewry is offended. They're always offended. We know that. They're offended by any behavior, any activity, any opinion, any perspective that is not subservient, submissive to the establishment Jewish narrative of the way things are. And it's been that way for a long time. Been that way all of my life. I'm 50 years old. I'll be 51 in June. And it's become more and more obvious over the years. But I want to remind everybody that the Jews did 9/11. They also attacked a U.S. naval vessel. It's coming up on the 50th anniversary. You can look it up. You have to be careful because there are certain websites that will try and trick you to believe it was an accident. There were a number of investigations. A lot of the survivors are still alive and have been speaking out for years, and they will tell you it was no accident. It was no accident. Many of them were threatened not to speak out, but many of them did. There have been books written about it. There have been documentaries written about it. Even it's actually come out, even in some of mainstream news venues over the years. And alternative media, even people like Alex Jones and some of his people over the past 10 plus years, 15 years, have made documentaries stating that, yeah, Israel conducted a false flag attack against the United States in order to try and get us involved in a war. Well, that's the same thing that they did on 9/11 and probably many other times throughout history, by the way. Guess what? A lot of people that might be listening in for the first time or haven't looked into it, the Jews have been around for a long, long time. You can actually go in the Bible, and it talks about the Jews, and it warns about the Jews. And I'm not a biblical scholar by any means, but you can go look at Tex Mars, who you've had on recently, or any number of different people that have written extensively about the subject. But the bottom line is, and I want to repeat this, I'm not going to condemn every Jewish individual because I'm only a human being, just like Hitler was, and just like Stalin was, and just like Churchill was, who was a complete drunk. He was an embarrassment. Most of the people who worship Winston Churchill, just like I have people in my family, I had named after Winston Churchill, okay, because they thought he was this great individual that stood up, blah, 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 whatever. But he, if you knew the bad stuff about him, you wouldn't think of as highly as of him. Just like I'm sure there were bad things about Hitler. Hitler had weaknesses, I'm sure. Go look at, if you want to know about the weaknesses of Hitler, go look at the documentary. Watch the whole damn thing. It's called The Greatest Story Never Told. The story of Adolf Hitler. Go look at that. Okay? Nobody. General George Patton, one of the most well-known, notorious, most famous, heroic generals of the United States military of all times. Go look into his background. He didn't like the Jews. He hated Jewish people. But you don't ever hear about that, and that was never mentioned by George C. Scott, the actor who portrayed him in the 1970 movie or whatever it was that I watched every year. It was mandatory. We had to watch, you know, Patton the movie. You know, that's why I guess one of the many reasons I ended up joining the Marine Corps coming out of high school and everything. But I just want everybody to know, organized Jewry is offended by any behavior, activity, opinion, perspective that is not subservient, submissive, whatever you want to call it, to the Jewish establishment narrative that the Jews are always the victim. They've never done anything wrong. They're just looking out for everyone, particularly the oppressed and the weak and the people that don't have a voice, blah, 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 blah. It is exactly the opposite. The Jews, as a group, don't give a damn about anybody. They never have. They're a criminal organization.
Oh, I know, Frank. And it's just like you said so much that put so much through my mind. But it's just like this Holocaust remembrance. You know, it's always something about the Holocaust. I mean, it's like every day is Holocaust remembrance. But I mean, there's so much that people they don't know. People's never heard of the Holodomor, which was a much bigger mass intentional killing that Stalin done in 1933. But, you know, there's no memorials to that. There's no movies about that. The control of the media, the Jews have been able to manipulate the minds of the American people and really the people of the world into this, like you say, endless victimhood. And there's a great documentary. I'm assuming it's on YouTube. I don't know. I've got it. It's called Loss of Liberty. It's only about maybe 40 minutes, but it really goes through the USS Liberty. It is they were actually... The men that remained alive later, like 25 years later, they created this documentary, and they were trying to petition Congress and get some action about done and get the truth out. And of course, now many of them most likely have passed on. But Loss of Liberty is a great documentary. Have you ever seen that, Frank?
I haven't. Back in my, I didn't wake up until December of 2005. Okay, and I was sick. I've told you the story where I felt like I had been kicked in the stomach for 2 weeks. I tried to disprove what I had found out just about 9/11, and 9/11 opened up my eyes about everything. I realized I'd been lying about everything, and I didn't know about the Jews at that point. It was like another. Probably a good year or so of me fighting with people. It's not the Jews, you know, because Alex Jones said it wasn't. But you know, you go watch the documentary film, and we need to have a show on this one night, by the way, Farron, about 911 missing links, and you need to get John Delaney on there. I don't know what the hell happened to him. He's hard to get a hold of and everything, but is there any way you can get John Delaney, if somebody will contact Farron at RBN and get him on there and talk about that documentary film, and there are others. It's not the only one, but I'm telling you, I've talked to people that didn't know about 9/11, and I told them, watch that documentary, 911 Missing Links, and they were like, oh my God. They couldn't talk, they couldn't eat, they couldn't do anything for days, okay? And they had to watch it again and again. They couldn't believe it, and that's what woke them up, that who is behind it all. And I know there's people that are going to call in probably in 5 or 10 or 12 minutes from now and say it's the Catholic Church, it's the Vatican. You're right, it is, and I've always said that it was. I've never denied it. You deny it's the Jews. The Jewish money bought off the Catholic Church a long freaking time ago. The Catholic Church is Jewish.
Well, you know,
the Vatican too.
You know,
our
you
elder
said
brothers are the Jews. They said we have to follow the Jews. We're under the Jewish rule. That's back in the 1960s, you idiots out there that are going to call in and say, oh, God, it's not. I mean, what is this thing about defending the Jews? The Jews hate you, man.
Oh, I know. I know. It was tough for me to come to grips with the whole reality of this situation. But, you know, you said this months ago, maybe years ago. I'm not sure. But if you're not talking about the
wasting your time.
Yep, you're wasting because you're there's nothing else to. What else can you talk about if you're not going to talk about who is central at the heart of this matter? When you're talking about some a group of people that supposedly are 2% of the population, but they own the Federal Reserve banking system, they own the media, they've got the politicians in their pocket. That is, and that not just in America, but in France and in Germany and in Great Britain and Canada. If you're not talking about that, and even Ken O'Keefe says, and I love Ken O'Keefe. I've tried to get him on, and it just hasn't happened. But I would love to have Ken.
Is Ken O'Keefe? Is he the one with the tattoos?
Yeah, the retired from he's
ex-Marine. Yeah.
Oh man, he busts the truth bombs like no other, really. I mean, he just busts the truth bombs straight out.
For some reason, Farron, you ought to get him on your show because for some reason he gets away with it. He can cover a lot more ground, like a running back or something, than a lot of people can because they give him more leeway. I mean, people like Joyce Riley. People are familiar with Genesis Communications and the Power Hour. If I call in, I quit calling into her show years ago because she acted like I had the plague. Because I would always call in and say, hey, man, that's great. I love what you're talking about, but you won't talk about who's behind it. But she would have on Ken O'Keefe, and he would just lay it all out. And she would be like, oh, man, you're my hero. You're great. So, Ken O'Keefe would be a good guy to get on.
Yeah, I would love to have... I would love to have him on. The only contact, if anyone out there's got a contact for him, please email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. All I was able to find was Facebook, and I've tried that a couple of times, and he never responded. But I'm getting some callers.
And Mike Delaney, too. Mike Delaney, too. I know you got a lot of other callers, Farron, so I'll let you go, man. I appreciate it.
I will look into that, Frank. I've never tried to contact Mike Delaney. I have watched the documentary Missing Links, and you're right. I mean, it's just excellent. Really, really. There's several, but that one's really good. So, but hey, thank you so much, Frank. All right, we're going to go to Dave in Nevada. We got Andy in Texas and then Jerry in Chicago coming up. Dave, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, Farron, how you doing? I'm always behind good old Frank from North Carolina once again. behind the Frank train. I'm going to call it the Frank train from now on. This Trump deal, I don't know what you think about it. It's only been the first week, but this guy is sending shockwaves. I've never seen anything like it before, and what I'm noticing is it's hitting the ground. In other words, everyone is talking about it. Like, I'm just walking around and people are going, did you hear about what's going on in the airports? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Just complete strangers. They're talking about politics now, which is odd. I got into a conversation with an Uber driver that was, I got an Uber ride today, and this guy was just going on about it, and we talked about 15 minutes straight for what Donald Trump was doing in the with the refugees at the airports, and he's seriously ruffling some feathers. This is nothing short of Donald Trump sending a very serious message. That's all I can say.
I agree.
But what I find interesting, here's what I find odd and interesting, is that he singles out seven different Middle Eastern countries that were on the list of people who are to be barred from those countries that aren't, they're not citizens or whatever. But the only country that he didn't bar was Palestine.
That is interesting.
And so what is Donald Trump saying when he singles out all these countries, but Palestine is the only country that hasn't been singled out? Is he saying that there's no such thing as a Palestinian terrorist? I mean, what kind of conclusion are we to draw from this? So I don't know what's going on with that. So I just find that really odd. But Donald Trump is sending shockwaves, and this is bringing out something very interesting right now that I predicted was going to happen if Donald Trump becomes president. This is going to become a state and cities' rights issue, because these courts and these judges, like you were mentioning a little bit earlier about that judge, and what state was it? New York.
Yes.
He put a block on the Donald Trump's a visa ban. That's going to happen everywhere. These courts are going to start getting involved, and so I don't know how ugly it's going to get. But I saw it coming from a while, because there were already, before Donald Trump even became president, there were cops coming out making announcements to the press saying, if Donald Trump does this, we're not going to obey his orders. These are cops. So how this is going to come to a head, I don't know. But it will come to a certain kind of head. And this is showing that what Donald Trump is doing, it's not Donald Trump so much, it's just the times. Donald Trump is just showing to the world how divided America is and has been for about, I would say, 30 years, 40 years, and just building up to this crescendo. We're a totally divided country.
Oh yeah, that woman's march showed me that. Well, you know, I don't know if there was anything in place barring Palestinians from free flight to the United States prior to this. I just don't know. And the other thing is, I don't know. You know, these federal judges, they're appointed by previous administrations. I don't know if I would assume he has the authority to replace federal. I know they're not like the Supreme Court where they're there for, you know, their 10 year is life. So, you know, he may have some recourse because the ACLU, of course, started this attempt to undermine his executive order. But Trump may have some recourse at these federal judges. And so far, 8 days into this, I think Donald Trump is going to roll up his sleeves and he's going to be in for a fight with whoever wants one, because I think he's really serious about implementing these policies that he campaigned on. And, I'm all for it. I'm for banning all these people from coming to our country. We don't need you. We don't need the risk. It's not advantageous. We got too many people here as it is now. We got too many people on welfare tit. You know, the only reason this is being made a controversy is because the media and these bunch of liberal Zionist Jews want to make it controversial. To a lot of people, to me, this makes common sense. These people hate us for good reason, too. A lot of them for good reason. I'll give you the last word on the other side. Hang on for me, Andy. We're going to get to you. We'll be back after the break.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls 1-800-313-9443. Dave, I want to give you the last word right quick. I'm getting phone calls stacked up, and I want to try to get them all on this hour because we are going to be playing Patrick's interview next hour. So go ahead, Dave, and thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, really quickly, I forgot to mention earlier that if you do a little research on the Kushner family, they were the ones that actually founded the Holocaust Museum. Forgot to mention that. And then really quickly, I agree with you. I think whatever Donald Trump's doing, it's right what he's doing. He's right to be doing what he's doing. And people have to remember, this is a temporary ban. He's vetting people. What he's doing is he's not banning people. He's vetting people because a lot of them are already here already. Those people have to be vetted too. That's what people aren't thinking about. There are people here right now that have to be vetted, which is why he's putting a ban until we get this crap dealt with on our soil first. Why bring more people in if we haven't even vetted the people that are already here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good point. And I'm looking at CNN.com right now. They've got a picture of protesters where it looks like a lot of them are white, holding up signs. I guess they're at JFK. The media is going to try to run with this, and they're going to try to get some kind of groundswell of support against Donald Trump. I don't think they're going to have any legs with this. I mean, you're going to have a bunch of no talent Hollywood washed up stars that's going to come out and pay it some useless lip service, and a whole bunch of Jews like a no talent Blossom and some of the rest of them, but this too shall pass. I think Trump will carry the torch just like he has in the face of the media outrage or whatever. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call, Dave. We're going to go to Andy in Texas, patiently holding. Jerry, we're going to get to you too. Andy, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Well, thank you, Farron. I really appreciate it. But you know what? I'm going to kind of mimic a little bit of what your last caller just said. I mean, what a breath of fresh air. We finally got somebody in an office who told us what he was going to do, and he's doing it. I mean, how long has it been? And that's just an example to everybody that all these other presidents for the last 50 years were just patsies. they were just put there because they could have done anything and everything that Donald Trump has done now. They could have done the same thing, and they're not doing, they never did any of it. And so finally we got this breath of fresh air in here, and I am so proud of this guy. I get moved to tears on some of the things he's doing. I'm like, really? You're going to live up to that promise? So it's just, it's incredible. But as far as these Million Man March thing going on here with these women and their little pussy hats on or whatever, that's just past a joke. And we gotta realize there's 330 million people in this country. So the you were saying earlier, the news holds up this image of these million people. Oh God, there's a million people out there ticked off about this stuff. But they don't represent me. They don't represent 90% of us. I mean, we're not all sitting at home going, go, girls, go. We're not doing that. It's just absolutely ridiculous what's going on. And again, the mainstream media, corporate media, whatever you want to call it, it's not media, it's the fake news. They're just playing up stories to rile us up and get us divided. The same thing with all these black-white shootings. They never tell you when a black guy kills a white guy, but they bring it up when a white guy kills a black guy. And this stuff's got to end, and I think it's coming to an end, thanks to Donald Trump, because this guy got in the office, and he said what he was going to do, and I'll be damned if he's not doing it. It's just a fantastic moment in life.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm with you, Andy. We have set back. I don't know how old you are. You're probably around the same age as me and the other callers, you know, middle-aged anyway. And you know, Barack Obama didn't keep any of his bring the troops home. All that. We've been lied to and lied to. We're almost conditioned to accept that we're going to be lied to again. And we've got an alpha male, which I don't know that, you know, we've maybe not had since JFK. I'm no Ronald Reagan fan. I know a lot of people don't like that, but I'm not a Ronald Reagan fan. He was the first person that ever took the debt up past $1 trillion. And during his, before that, $250 billion was the largest. But anyway, we won't get off on why I don't like Ronald Reagan. But Donald Trump is the real deal. The headlines, as Judge blocks part of Trump's ban on CNN. And I mean, every story they've got. And you're exactly right. They are trying to divide us. It is the old divide and conquer. It's worked perfectly. They've got us divided so many different ways now. But the Trump phenomenon, the Trump rallies, there was tens of thousands of white people. And I know there were some blacks and Mexicans too, but majority white people. The white people have had enough. And I think it's raising racial awareness for the first time in our altruistic white race. To finally say, hey, we've had enough. It's okay to be proud to be white. It's okay to celebrate our heritage. And I'm for everybody else celebrating theirs too. I'm not going to take anything from that. But it is okay to be proud to be white. And it's okay to stand up and say, hey, you know what? I want my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to look like me. And I hope that this wave carries on, because we've actually got a tremendous amount of momentum. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of other websites and radio shows that are promoting the same thing. David Duke, Stormfront, Andrew Anglin, it goes on and on, Richard Spencer. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's a lot of great activists out there, and we're turning the table. I'll give you the last word on the other side. Jerry in Chicago, stay with me. 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find and some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I am a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers,
all right, we are back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls. I've got Andy from Texas. Andy, I wanted to give you the last word, and we'll try to get several more callers on before the hour winds up. Thanks for the phone call too, sir.
Oh, I appreciate that. Hey, and the one thing I really want to get across is that, you know, there's so much voter fraud out there, and the Wicked Witch of the West was the benefit of that. And so in order to beat the fraud, Trump, he had to have a landslide win. And everybody voted for this guy based on what he said he was going to do. So that tells you where the sentiment of this country is. They wanted what Trump is offering to us. And again, we put our trust into somebody that we weren't expecting to do anything. So I think there's a lot of people out there that voted for Trump and they're going, wow, he's doing it. Because I'm kind of like that. Because, I mean, I've seen several politicians out there that have promised so much and delivered nothing. Obama is far, far removed from any promise he ever made. He didn't even come close to it. So, I mean, the last word for me is, I can't wait till tomorrow to see what this guy does next, because this is fantastic.
Amen, brother. Amen. And on that note, I'm on the wrap.com, which is all about what Hollywood celebrities are saying. Some of the Hollywood celebrities are saying that they should all skip the Oscars out of solidarity until the ban is lifted. And let me tell you something. If they'd all skip the Oscars, I don't think anybody in the world would give a sweet damn. I know I wouldn't either. All right, we'll go to...
it's just a bunch of Hollywood people giving awards to themselves.
Yep, it's Jews giving awards to Jews and saying that they done good making their filthy movies.
Fantastic. Jerry, thanks, Aaron. You have a good night.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Jerry in Chicago, patiently holding. Sorry about that. And then we got Tony in Chicago coming up. Jerry, how are you doing?
Real good, Farron. Good to talk to you again. And I got to agree with the last several callers, and I am kind of giddy with the idea that Trump has done more in 1 week than the past president has done basically in at least his first 3 or 4 years, and maybe all 8 years if you consider good for the country, where this other president before him, Barry Satoro, I believe his name was, married to Michael Robinson, I think that he was a plant. I think he was a Manchurian candidate. I don't know if any of us got his past, but let's put it this way. 8 years ago, I heard all about hope and change, and hoping I have a little bit of change left in my pocket when this guy got through with his final term. But one of the reasons I called in, too, was I listened to John B. Wells the day of the inauguration, so that was the 20th. And he had probably 8 or 10 different callers, all about 10 minutes apiece on his show. And I guess he was doing his show kind of live during the course of the inauguration. Well, somehow or another, Donald Trump, either at noon, it went into effect. So he must have had to set up something to where once I'm up there and I take the oath, bam, implement this order. And that was to control the borders. Our border patrol or who's ever on it, INS, I believe, and send them back across. And one of the guys that called in was kind of like the team leader or something like that, or the one head dude, let's put it that way. I don't know what rank he had or anything. But he said that one of the people coming across in Mexico actually got put back across the border 6 times that day. I mean, this is ridiculous with the way they've been coming across this border. And I guess what he had said, too, was the Mexican people that are going to come across are under the impression that they got to get in within the first week of Trump's presidency or else they won't have any chance of getting in. And it seemed like it went into effect the moment he got sworn in. So I thought that was a good thing, and I don't know if you had heard that or not. Maybe you could... I can't even remember the guy's name, but like I said, it was the Friday the 20th, the day of the inauguration. So if you get an opportunity and you're a subscriber to Caravan to Midnight, I enjoy John B. Wells. He has a lot of good guests on and everything, and I think he's down to earth too, but they're all agreeing with the same thing, is that Trump is getting things done. I'm not particularly fond of some of his cabinet picks, but I'm elated with the others that he has picked. And I think he's going to run it like a business where if you do not perform, you don't do it his way, you're working for him, you're fired. Plain and simple.
I think you're right. I think we're just at the beginning. And you know, one of the things that he said this past week, he was in an interview, and I can't remember who. It wasn't the ABC News interview. I can't remember who interviewed him. It might have been Sean Hannity, but anyway... He was highly critical of Merkel and what he was calling it catastrophic, what had happened in Germany. And I mean, he's just dropping the common sense bombs, and it's driving the media crazy. It's driving the Hollywood establishment nuts. And I think the sweetest thing for me personally, and everybody's probably in agreement with this, is seeing the media cut. Todd, he's practically foaming at the mouth, and I think they're realizing they've lost that stranglehold. The American people as a whole don't trust them anymore. They see them as liars. They know they've lied. They know they've got an agenda. We realize you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not realize that the media was completely, wholeheartedly behind Hillary Clinton, and so they've they have been exposed as not having any objectivity, as having an agenda, and it's anti-American, it's damn sure anti-white American, and they're not. I don't see how they're ever going to put this genie back in the bottle. Because the mask has fell off, the emperor has no clothes, and it's a sweet thing to see. And here's the sad part of it, though. Now, some of the jokes, like Saturday Night Live, they made a joke where, you know, they said Donald Trump just got inaugurated. That means Mike Pence will be president in 2 months, you know, making fun like Trump would be killed. Also, they had a Jewish writer that had tweeted out some very bad comments about Barron Trump. And so, I mean, they're baring their fangs. There is no one in the world that is probably in a more dangerous position breathing air tonight than Donald Trump. And he did not have to do this. He was a billionaire, is a billionaire. He did not have to do this. And I think he very well may be done this solely. He didn't do it. I mean, he's got a big ego, maybe, you know, a little bit of ego, but he had to go through what he's done and spend what he's done and put his family through what he's putting them through. He had to want to do the right thing for the country, and he is doing a lot of it. And I really think we're at the tip of the iceberg, and he is going to condemn. There's going to be things that we don't like, I'm sure. And there's going to be things that you might like that I don't. We may disagree and blah, blah, blah. But we got to take the totality, the total of it, and what he is proposing is for damn sure pointing us in the right direction. I mean, I just shudder to think what we would be sitting here saying if Hillary the criminal would have been elected president. So, I mean, thank God that we've got Donald Trump in the White House. I mean, really.
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I'll add one other thing to it. I think every week that goes by that he's in there, I say he's going to expose more and more of the truth that that you've been talking about for quite a few years, and John Stadtmiller, and everybody else, Jeff Rentz. I think he's going to expose more and more to it. Where I had heard somebody say one time that the alternative media, the truth media like yourself, will be stars. You'll be the media that everybody tunes into and gets to hear your perspective and gets, and for the first time in a long time, they're going to get zapped with a slap in the face that'll almost knock their teeth out with the truth. And they're going to look at it like I looked at it back in 08 when I started waking up. Man, everything that I'm studying and learning about the truth makes them a liar in everything they have taught me. Who allowed this educational thing? This is all based on tyranny. Everybody who voted for it is a terrorist. Yeah. I mean, I think he's just going to expose more and more and more, and I'm looking forward to it because every day is exciting. Well, what are we going to hear about today that he did? What kind of executive order did he repeal? And only a president can repeal executive orders. So let's see how far he goes. I'm also looking up. We haven't had a day where you can see blue in the sky now since prior to the inauguration. So I can't see if they're still spraying the chemtrails. And I said, I want to see if one of his first acts as president, I want to see the chemtrailing stop. But, hey, let's get to the next caller and everything. God bless you, Farron. And it was great talking to you again.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. There's something called the, and I can't remember the proper term. I just read about this about 4 days ago. But Congress, members of Congress have, in the first 6 days, they can submit regulations to the president to nullify, to do away with. And if they are nullified, it restricts that department from bringing back another regulation just like it. Trump has said, and normally this is vetoed every time the Congress does this, the president rubber stamps a veto. Nothing's done. Trump has said, let's do this. Send me the regulations, and so we may see sweeping deregulation. And my God, anybody self employed, practically any job you've got, sweeping deregulation for the most part is going to help because we're just under red tape, just unbelievable amount of red tape if you're in any kind of business. Tony in Chicago. Then we got Raven in North Carolina. Tony, thanks for holding. How you doing?
Yeah, Farron. Yeah, I was having a hard time. I was having a hard time sleeping all week. Okay, but I was waiting for him to do something about these. I call them Jew-sponsored ethnic cleansing units, and the proper name, I guess, is refugees. So I mean, that was my hot button, and I wasn't sleeping all week long. So I'm marginally satisfied, okay, because he definitely set this communist scum off around the country. Okay, they're flipping. Okay, so I'm satisfied what the guy did this week. I'm glad I sent him $150. I'm glad I got out there around the area with some signs and did quite a bit of protesting on his behalf. And I've been was downtown a number of times in front of the Trump Tower, Chicago, with signs and against the communist scum in this area. But I just wanted to enlighten you what I think you already realize. Okay, this is going to be a tumultuous year, okay, in the big cities. This is the third biggest metropolitan area in the country. And I think we all know these big areas are just filled with anti-white, bigoted, communist filth and scum. And that is a fact, okay? They've got it all planned out. They're going to be out on the streets in numbers. Now, whether that's going to make a difference or not, you know what I'm saying? Whether that, their activism, which is going to be huge, it's all planned out, whether it's in the courts or on the streets, okay? In this area, this is a big in the streets area. White race in this area is totally shot, totally gone. It's shot, okay? I mean, on January 20th, I was down there, and there was at least 3,500 to 4,000 against him. I viewed this from inside Trump Tower, Chicago. I've never been in there. They lowered the price on beers. He's still $9 for a beer, but I went in there. I said, "Well, I'm gonna celebrate this day. I'll give him $9 for a beer." Okay, they charge a tax, so it's 8 plus tax. That was 9. Okay, and 90% of the scum is white in this city. Am I still on?
You're cutting out a little. You're on. Yeah, you're on.
I just want to explain to you. 90% of those people out there, because I went and checked them out before I went, to the thing, are whites. It's just amazing. I know you're talking, there's a white awakening and all this. Well, maybe, but in some areas, epicenters like this place, man, these people are so sick, okay? It is just sickness, okay? They're obsessed with faggotry, and they have been indoctrinated in the Marxist-Leninist, theology or, It's a bad situation, but like I said, there's going to be some pushback. They got this thing all planned. Now, whether it's going to make a difference or not, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, that's just for the year to come. We're still in January, and, I've witnessed this thing, and I'm not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating at all about, what's going on with our white youth in the big cities. It's just totally gone. It's the New York, New Jersey area. This area, there are no white youth in Los Angeles, almost none. They're all gone, they don't exist. They're bye-bye. And I'm just so like I said, this is going to be very interesting, what's going to come down in the year to come. But like I said, I'm satisfied what he did, even though it's only for 4 months, because, we have white homeless all over within the city, on the corners, begging for money in the cold right now. And we're letting these third world SOBs, worthless garbage in this country, throwing them on welfare. And I don't know if you heard me on Stormfront on Friday, because, before this order, there was 2,000 that came in this week. Sticking them in Section 8, okay, full health care, food stamps. I mean, it's criminal. It's just criminal, okay, what's going on here. Yeah, yeah. When we have our own white brothers in the street begging for money in the city limits of this. No, there's quite a few of them. So things are not good in this country. The unemployment isn't 4.8%. Okay, try 15%. You can see it.
Well, let me do this, Tony. Thank you so much for the phone call. I got two more holding, been holding for about the whole hour. I'm going to try to get them on.
Thanks a lot, Farron. Just wanted to give you a little different perspective from the large metropolitan area, okay, because it's all going to be different how this plays out geographically. But there are, all right, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much. Raven in North Carolina, I'm only going to have a couple of minutes for you, so work with me, and I'll get Jared from Louisiana on. Raven, how you doing?
Yeah, I just had to say, I heard the last caller calling the Stormfront a couple of days ago, and Don Black was like trying to temper him down a little bit. He was all upset and everything. And I'm like, that guy had been putting Trump out there as like, he's going to save us for like the past year. And I'm like, no, he's not, man. He's going to, I think he's doing better than I could have ever hoped that he would do. Trump is doing, we need to be championing Trump right now and not cutting him down. Trump is doing more than any of us, most of us guys would have ever expected.
Absolutely.
So I don't understand why the last caller was trying to cut him down on Stormfront a couple of days ago. And Don Black was like, where is it? You could just tell Don Black was like, where is this coming from? I mean, the Jews control everything. Jews control everything. Anybody that says they don't is a liar or they're ignorant.
Hey, I got music. Hang on for me. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Jared, I'll get you on. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio, and I think we got a quick comment by Raven, then we'll go to Jared in Louisiana.
Hey, Farron.
Hey, are you there? Yeah, Farron, go ahead.
Hey, listen, you go look at any figure in history, any historical figure, and you will find things about them where they were imperfect human beings. Winston Churchill, Adolf Hitler, anybody throughout history, General George Patton, all these different people. You just have to know that the white race has been subject to a lot of propaganda to destroy us. And you don't need to believe any of that. You need to open your eyes, go do your own research, and find out that you've been lied to all your lives about all of it. So that's all I would add. I'd hope people would go out and do that.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to get Jared on. We got just a few minutes left. Jared, they're yours.
Thank you for my call. Hey, can you? All right, I'm on. Hey, somebody called. Somebody said about God chose Trump, and I've seen a lot of that on Facebook. But how do we know which God? And all this stuff. Why don't we just get rid of all of it? The Abrahamic Triangle of Terror, we get rid of all three of them. Bye-bye. All the desert religions gone. Then we see where the world goes. You know? How about that? What about our religion? My personal peoples, a Celtic Frank from Gaul, my peoples were not a Frank, but a Celtic Gaul. My religion, our ancestry, our speech, was all that was wiped out. What about that? You know? Let's get rid of it all. Let's change everything.
Well, that's a lot easier said than done, Jared.
Yeah, I know.
You know who put this guy in power?
You know who put this guy in power? The same people that tomorrow would vote to make it that I could only buy a beer on Sunday by noon, or maybe not at all. That's the kind of people we're working with, dude. That's not American.
Well, I would say, you know, there was a lot of Christians probably that supported Trump, but there was a lot that didn't because they supported Ted Cruz. So I think you got probably a larger base there than that supported Trump. I mean, not everybody that supported Trump is a church-going Bible-thumping Christian, I don't think. But I don't think that all the religions are going to abolish themselves anytime soon. I know that
we need to do it ourselves.
There's a lot of wars fought over throughout history, you know, over religion, and I certainly understand where you're coming from. Well, we've only got about a minute left. You've been holding. They're yours, Jared. Go ahead.
Thank you. No, thank you for taking the call. That's all I had to say.
All right, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're coming up on the top of the hour break, and we are going to be playing Dr. Slattery's interview with Richard Sloan. I know it'll be good. It's going to be a lot about what's transpired in the last week. I think you'll enjoy that. Again, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.